It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello everyone, welcome to your weekly fan team video. Hasn't really been weekly, is it, Josh? Because we've had the international break. The last one we did was weird because it was like a Thursday night main event game. I can't remember the last time we did a monster game. A monster fan team game essentially is picking a squad for the weekend that you can, you know, try and win some money on. We're going to talk all about that. We'll talk about which players we're going to be choosing. But firstly, how you doing, mate? It's been a while.
I'm good, mate. Yeah, I think you've been on holiday. I think I've been on holiday over the past sort of 3 weeks. So I think we've both been relaxing and we're ready to do some monster picks now. I think it was like game week 28 we last recorded a proper one. So yeah, it's quite exciting actually.
Yeah, it's nice. I like the monster. It adds a bit of spice to the weekend. I mean, you know, we're not getting enough of that from FPL, but sort of being able to pick a free hit team essentially each week is exciting. We're going to talk all about that. Before we do that, just bear in mind everything we talk about in this video. Fan Team is a gambling website. You have to pay money to enter into these various competitions. So only gamble if you've got the money to do so. Gamblerware.co.uk, and obviously this is for 18 plus. It's €2 for the kind of the smaller prize pool game, which I believe is £7,000 prize pool, 1,000 to first place. It's €20 for the bigger game, which is 30k prize pool, 3k to first place. But the prices of the players and everything is exactly the same. So all you need to do is choose how much you're willing to bet to enter into that. At the moment, there's 46 entries. To the €20 game. There's about 200 and something entries, 202 entries to the €2 game. So quite small at the moment, especially the €20 one. So we'll get into that. These are the game week. These are the fixtures, sorry. It's not no early game, not included. But we've got players to choose from: Brighton, Norwich, Burnley, Man City, Chelsea, Brentford, Leeds, Southampton, Wolves, Villa, United, Leicester. And then on Sunday, West Ham, Everton, Spurs, Newcastle. And then on Monday, Palace, Arsenal. What fixtures are standing out to you there, Josh? There's quite a few, I think. Quite a few good ones this week.
I think the key thing is like all the traditional top six are sort of playing in on this slate, I think. So you've got like all of them, I think, except Liverpool, is it? Is Liverpool missing?
Just Liverpool, just not yeah. Liverpool, yeah.
Liverpool are missing, so they're the early game. But you've got like Man City, a good away game. You've got Chelsea in a really favourable home game. And then even Tottenham have got Newcastle at home, which seems like there could be goals in that game, for example. So I think there's a lot to pick from, and you've got to be very, very precise with like what you do in this week. You've got to have like a clear strategy and just not be afraid to like skip a game that might burn you in essence, but you've got back against it, I think, because there's just too much to pick from. Nine whole games. Is there anything you seem that jumps out to you straight away?
Well, I can't remember a monster that we've talked about quite like this, where there's been so many teams that I like the look of. Normally, we kind of talk about, oh, everyone's going to go for Salah and Liverpool. And then, you know, we're picking the likes of Ward-Prowse and, you know, your best friends, you know, just to try and make up a bit of money. But I look at so many of these fixtures. And I think with the safety net, as well, because everyone's worried about rotation for City, for Chelsea, you know, with all these FA Cup games and Champions League coming. So the safety net means that you can pick De Bruyne, and if he doesn't start, you'll get Mahrez. If he doesn't start, you'll get Foden. You know, you're always going to have players. So you really can pick which games and which teams you think are going to do well. I mean, let's just go through them, because I think go through them one by one, because I think there's some stats. I mean, Brighton Norwich to start with. I mean, Brighton have been really poor, 5 losses in a row, I think it is, for us at the moment. Norwich are the same. I think we're both like the two worst form teams sort of in English football at the moment, just losing every match. Something's got to give. You've got to think Brighton are going to win this, though. I mean, I'm hopeful, ever hopeful.
Yeah, you have to be hopeful in this sort of game. Like, this is the, if you lose this one, I mean, it's a disaster, isn't it? Like, it's the worst that it can possibly be, I think.
I can't see it. I just can't see us losing to Norwich.
At the same time, I just like, again, I'd probably just slap 1-1 on this, genuinely. Like, I think both teams might score. Pookie will probably score against you boys, you know what I mean? He'll nod one in or something. Like, you've been so bad in the last, like, 2 months. It's been crazy. And, like... Norwich.
Come on, Josh. I want positive vibes on these streams.
Norwich need to win this game, but like they really need to win this game. This is like a last chance saloon, I think, for them. I think they'll throw everything at you. Maybe you'll just nick it 2-1 or something. Yeah. Maybe.
I don't think they've got anything left. I mean, people talk about them sort of improving under Dean Smith, but the stats don't really bear that out. They're still bottom of the defensive data over the last 6 and for the season. I think attacking data, they might have moved up a couple of places over the last 6, but nothing to kind of write home about. I think we've been poor, obviously. We've missed Webster. We still don't have that kind of goal scorer, but we've had spells of playing quite well still, and the style hasn't changed. And I just think we'll have too much of them. I think we definitely want to pick a Brighton player at some point in our monster team. I'll try and convince you of that. What about Burnley City, then? This is City's favourite opponents, right?
Yeah, this is where you spend some of your money, I think, if you can, if you've got it. Like, just a City mid. We talk about it most weeks, but like having the City mid with the safety net, it's like a perfect recipe, really. So I think we can definitely be in the market for one of those. You can pick a Burnley player if you're really not picking any Man City players for whatever reason. But I don't think I would go that way this week, personally.
Yep, and I guess the same with Chelsea Brentford, right?
Yeah, I do like Tony quite a bit more than Weghorst. If you had to pick one, gun to my head kind of thing, I would pick Tony over Weghorst, because I just think Brentford have got more in them to score in this game against Chelsea. But I think we're very much looking at the Chelsea assets again here. Like, I mean, hopefully Reece James is back. I think we'll get some news on that today or tomorrow, you'd hope. And then, yeah, again, a Chelsea mid. We've lost all sort of fear that one will be rotated, because you get the safety net again. So even if one doesn't play, you'll get Havertz or Pulisic or Ziyech. You'll get one of them, you know what I mean? So, and they're all great options this week.
It's a great image of you with a gun to your head having to pick between Tony and Weghorst, just kind of crying, I don't want either of them. And then it's like, come on, you got to pick one.
You know me, I'd end up with both probably if I was left alone. You know what I mean?
Reminds me of my dream last night. I had a dream that Thomas Tuchel was a serial killer. And I went on some kind of like training day up into the mountains with him and a few other people. And yeah, he tried to kill us all. And I ended up hitting him with a rock and running away. And I ended up in someone's house, and I was like trying to climb through their back window. And they came into the room and were like, you know, what are you doing in my house?
Was it a dream, or were you seeing the future? I guess we'll find out. In time will tell.
We will. Oh, I tell you, I do have some weird dreams. That was right up there. Leeds, Southampton, next game. Leeds without Bamford again towards the end of the season. Southampton in awful form. Leeds, you know, amazing win for them against Wolves. No one saw that coming, especially when Wolves were 2-0 up. What do you make of this one? I think this should be a good game. This one's really hard to call. I think Southampton are going to be looking to bounce back. I think this one's got draw written over it.
Are these the two most random teams in the league, do you think?
Yes.
I think they are, right? I think you go with a gut feeling on this one. I've got it in my head. I just fancy Southampton to nick it 1-0. I don't know why. But I think if anyone was to say like any scoreline to me, I'd be like, yeah, fair enough. I think that could happen. You know what I mean? So I think you can look for some value in this game, because they're a little bit priced down in this game, which is quite nice. So if you're left for like your 11th slot, I think that it's not a bad thing to maybe put someone from this game and just hope it goes nuts for some reason, like a 3-2 or whatever. But yeah, I think it's a really hard one to call, this one. Probably the hardest one on the whole board, I think.
Yeah, I think, you know, we're stressed enough with Rafinha in FPL. I can't imagine picking him in Fantasy. You know, you're relying on some Rafinha points to try and win that kind of, you know, $1,000 first place prize, and he just hits the post like five times. You'd be absolutely, absolutely livid. Kieran West asked what he's just joined in on. I assume that's to do with my Tuchel dream. Yeah, God knows. Maybe we should do like an FPL dreams stream just to hear all the weird things that people come up with. Luke Appleton wants to know why I went training with Tuchel in the first place. I assume it's got something to do with the game week 39 that I'm playing in. You know, the North versus the South. Maybe he was doing some kind of training day for that, but it was all a bit of a ruse just to, you know, kill everyone. I don't know.
You're 4.5 million, aren't you? I've seen.
I'm 4.5. Right? Yeah, 4.5. I'm the same price as Prass. There's probably going to be rotation there. I wouldn't invest in either of us, to be honest. But yeah, there's some very interesting prices. I love Booner's price as well, 7.5 DM. It's completely true, by the way. He hasn't played in ages. He played up front in a five-a-side game. He was going to be our striker. And then he played in that match. He came back and was like, yeah, I can't play striker. Make me a midfielder. And now he's a DM.
7.5
That's what we're working with.
7.5 is a little much for a DM, isn't it? Do you not think? I know he's I've heard he's decent, but for a DM, 7.5.
You're not paying that. Although it could be classic Booner. He could just be saying that just so he goes up front and then everyone's got an out of position 7.5. But the North have got a veteran goalkeeper. He's like, he plays for like the under 50s England side or something, or he has played for them, or apparently he's like absolutely ridiculous. So it's going to be Raptor, who's our sort of best player, obviously played in the Arsenal Academy, up against this veteran goalkeeper. So yeah, something's got to give. Wolves Villa, the Midlands derby. You know all about this one, hailing from that way. How'd
this game
going?
This game went nuts earlier in the season. This was the one where one of them was winning 2-0. I think Villa were winning 2-0 with 5 minutes to go, and they lost 3-2. And I only remember that because I had Matty Cash on the daily game and he got subbed on 81 minutes and they conceded on 83, three goals.
Oh, wow.
Like that. And it was like the most outrageous like hit I've ever seen, like in terms of like fluking points. It was just crazy. But I actually fancy this one to go the other way. I think this will be low score in this one. I just think it could be very, very cagey.
Really?
As a derby, yeah. Wolves looked so comfortable against Leeds before the red card. Like, I can't stress how comfortable they look. Like, I'd already counted the clean sheet, genuinely. I'd already put the points on the board, you know what I mean? Like, I thought it was that certain. And then they just imploded. It was like the most drastic change I've ever seen. I think it's one of them, which happens in a lot of games. If there's an early goal, it could go the way it went earlier in the season as a 3-2 or whatever. But I think if we get to halftime at 0-0, I think this is going to be very, very cagey in the second half. And I struggle to see goals in this one. And maybe that's just me. What do you think?
I think the opposite. I think there's goals in this. I don't know. I think without Jimenez, Wolves' whole kind of plan of attack has to kind of change, because he's not having a particularly great season personally, but he's still instrumental to how the team kind of operates. And he's dropping in and receiving the ball and spraying the passes around and stuff. It's, you know, they don't have another player that can do that. They're going to maybe bring like Fabio Silva in, who hasn't really done, you know, anywhere near that kind of, you know, hasn't hit those heights that we kind of thought he would. Although he's still young, of course. Whereas I think Villa are such a weird up and down team at the moment. I think they'll be sensing that this is a Wolves side that they can get at after that result. So, I mean, it could go one of either ways. It often can. But I don't know. I think Villa score a couple in this. I think they get two. I've gone for a 2-1 Villa.
I was going to say, so you're more siding that Villa could keep a clean sheet, if anything, then really, by the sounds of it. Which I've written both defences down, actually. I think again, this could be... I think 2-0 is very reasonable. Like, I know you said 2-1, but I think 2-0 could be reasonable to Villa if they can get sort of a goal in the first half, maybe from some Coutinho magic or something like that.
So. I think Neves is out as well.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
So that's, you know, that's two of their absolute core players for their structure. So yeah, where the goal's going to come from for Wolves? I think Villa will go on the attack, which I think it'll be an open game. But yeah, it is two good defensive sides. So you never really know. United, Leicester, this is going to be the opposite of what you think, I think, with the other game. This is definitely not going to be a kind of a cagey affair. This is surely going to be a blockbuster with both teams going for it. Neither team can defend. So it's going to be all out attack. Would you make of this one?
Yeah, I'm really hoping it goes like the... I remember United played Southampton at lunchtime a few weeks ago, and it was like end-to-end for the whole game, and neither team looked like they could stop the other team. And I'm hoping it goes like that, a really open game of football, and I think it has to, really. I don't think either side has the ability to like shut up shop, as you said, or like just try and make it compact. I think they'll both just put sort of four attackers, like either side play like 4-2-3-1 or whatever, and then just try and run at each other. And I think it could be an amazing, amazing game. Obviously, Leicester have got some firepower. They've obviously got Maddison and Barnes back. Hopefully, Tielemans plays as a bit of a deeper one, still with some attacking threat, though. Yeah, and they've obviously got the two strikers still, Iheanacho and Daka. Even if Vardy's out, they're very, very good replacements still. So I'm hoping Leicester can get it United in this game. Like I think they're a little bit underpriced. So yeah. I think Leicester could be really fun here, I think.
Yep, I agree as well. I was doing Blackpool yesterday. I put Leicester down for a win in this one.
Yeah, the United assets are really expensive as well, whereas the Leicester ones are like 7 million in the 7 million range.
I like that.
Much more appealing, I think, yeah.
Yeah, I like that. A couple more to get through, then we'll go on to the building the team. West Ham, Everton. Everton, so poor, but West Ham's defensive numbers are absolutely awful. So I don't really know. I mean, this should be a comfortable win for West Ham. They're a much better team, much better side. Better system, better players, better manager. In every way, West Ham are stronger. But, you know, this is now must win for Everton. And I hate that kind of cliche of, you know, every match is a cup final and all that kind of stuff. But this is the kind of game that Everton have got to start picking points up in. Like, West Ham haven't been that great lately.
Yeah, I to be honest, if I had to pick one again, it'd be a West Ham midfielder, I think. Because, like you say, I think they'll score. And I've got more trust in them scoring than them not conceding, I think. So I think I've got my eye on, again, these mids that you're not 100% sure will play, but if they do, they're great. So, like, they've obviously got Benrahma, Fornals, Lanzini. I mean, I sort of like all them as like a little punt, I think. And if one of them goes off, that could be the difference winning you this monster this week, I think, if you pick the right one.
Yep. Spurs, Newcastle, interesting game. Spurs broke their curse of win-loss. Got two wins in a row now. Newcastle, good side though.
That's what I mean. I think the value is the Newcastle side for sure. They're really underpriced. I mean, like, they're in like the 6 million range for a lot of the mids and the strikers. I think that's great, to be honest. I do think they'll score this game. Do you?
Yes.
That's what I mean. Yeah. So, and you're set always
set pieces to me. That's going to be the key. Spurs are awful defending set pieces.
Yeah, that sounds great. Then I think. Obviously, you've still got Kane and Son, who are both fantastic, like premium assets, like absolutely amazing. We don't need to talk about them. You can pick them if you want, and they're absolutely fine. But I think, again, I'm looking at the value in this one, and I think Newcastle are probably one of the most underpriced teams on the whole board, I think. And got my eye on like one of the strikers or one of the midfielders in the 6 million range again. So, yeah, hopefully we get one of them in when we build.
Yep. And then the final game on Monday is Palace Arsenal. Now, this is a tough game to call. I think this is the lowest scoring match if you're going to pick one. I think it's probably, well, I reckon a 1-0 Arsenal. I reckon Arsenal just shade it, but tough game.
The Arsenal defence is the cheapest defence on the whole slate this week. I think they're like 7 million. Well, like, as in for that, they're the best value is what I should have said. Sorry, they're like 7 million. When,
yeah,
like,
they are. Yeah, yeah.
You're looking at City, who are like 12-7 or something. I just think that gap's too big. I think I just love the Arsenal defense this week, and I'm gonna try and recommend a double up. I think, mate, like I like to, you know, with the double defense. So yeah.
Okay.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped. Streaming June 4th. Only on Hulu.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Well, let's get straight into it then. So this is the screen. If you haven't done this before, this is what your screen will look like when you're building your monster team. Essentially, you just pick 11 players. We've touched on the safety net, which essentially means if that player you pick doesn't play, you get the next player on that team list down from their price point. So, for example, let's go to Man City. If you pick Cancelo and he doesn't start because he's getting a nice little rest, you'll get Laporte come in. If Laporte doesn't play, you'll get Diaz. And so on and so forth. So as long as you pick someone high up the list, you're basically always going to get a player. So let's start with some of the main games then. Let's start with City. I'm guessing we need a couple of City players, or, well, at least one. Who'd you like the look of?
I think they're my favourite, mate. So if you switch to the midfield, I think a midfielder is the one I like the most. I love spending the money in midfield.
Oh, they're pricey. Blimey.
They are.
14.4 for Sterling. Wow.
Yeah, I know. That is really high. I mean, I think you could maybe go down to like the likes of a Foden and try and save at least. It's like almost a million, isn't it? So maybe that could be. Well, is it half a million? Sorry, it's half a million, right?
Yeah. Like, I mean, he's only 0.3 less than De Bruyne, though.
Yeah, it's really tricky. Maybe we come back to this one because they are really expensive, but it's that cycle. It's the psychology of FPL where like we just think they're going to beat Burnley 5-0 every time, don't we? I think, which is what like the history shows us or whatever. But yeah, what do you think about Cancelo?
Yeah, I think we probably need him. I mean, I was Luke yesterday. He's the kind of Man City predictor extraordinaire. He was very much saying he wouldn't be surprised if Cancelo got a rest against Burnley, given that Walker can't play in the Champions League.
Yeah, it's one more game. I think he's suspended for a walk.
Yeah.
So he
can see Ake coming in at left back if he's fit.
Laporte could play left back as well. Yeah.
Yeah. But I think if Cancelo plays, then you need him, and we've got the safety net, and then you get Laporte anyway if he doesn't. So I think you kind of have to have Cancelo. It's just, I mean, he's just definitely going to get 6 points at least.
We'll have to clip that for when Weghorst scores two or whatever. But yeah.
If Weghorst scores two, then you can definitely use that against me. There is no way Weghorst scores two goals.
I've got it. There we go.
No way. Let's stick. I'm going to stick Cancelo in. I'm going to stick De Bruyne in. And then we'll come back to it when we need more money later on.
We're going to need budget, I was going to say. So I think, as I say, I think the Arsenal defence, I think doubling that's a really strong idea.
Gabriel and Tierney?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. I think that's good. And then we can just pick one of the maybe cheaper goalkeepers who might get loads of saves and like has a chance at a clean sheet. So
Cedric's very cheap at 7-3. Tierney hasn't really been offering much attacking-wise.
It's lately. Just we got no safety net there if we pick him. Like, it's like if we pick Cedric. I know.
Tomiyasu isn't coming back anytime soon, though.
Yeah, I think he'll play, but...
Okay, let's go for Tierney then. Yep.
I think you could go Tierney and White, maybe. I don't know. What do you think about that?
No. Gabriel's got way more attacking threat. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. We're definitely going to need some cash later, aren't we? Goalkeeper?
I like Martinez, as we talked about earlier. I think they've got a chance at a clean away at Wolves, and he probably gets a few saves.
7-6.
I think that's a nice price. Yeah.
Yep. Nice. And then you mentioned Newcastle.
Yeah, well. I mean, you've got to be select. So I don't know what the St. Maximin situation is. I have no idea. I presume he's okay, but I think he's always the go-to for Newcastle, isn't he? And he's got a safety net, Fraser, I believe.
I prefer Fraser because of the set pieces.
Yeah, well, you did have a strong read on that's how you get at them. So I think if you want to pick Fraser, it is a big saving. I think it's like 0-5, right?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, and then you've got the safety net. You probably get Willock, probably, if Fraser doesn't play, which is also really good. He scores goals. So
Fraser should play.
I like Fraser. Yeah, I also didn't mind Chris Wood as a striker because he always gets 90 minutes. But I don't know if he's on penalties. Like, I think Fraser's just better this week for the set pieces.
Yeah. Let's come to Brighton then, because I said I want to try and convince you on a Brighton player. I mean, they are quite highly priced. I mean, Lamptey's 9-8, for example. Trossard's 11-6, which is absolutely ludicrous. There's no way I'm going to try and get you on that. I mean, Neil Mopay's 12.
I don't. You can get me this million. Week. I think you've seen the prices, and I think you've got to retract. I think this is just absurd.
Lamptey's the only one that I would try and make the case for at 9.8. But I think you might be right. To be honest, I wasn't expecting them to be this much.
he's as much as Harry Kane. Neil Mopay, as I was going to say, it's like Kane's 12.
Is he?
Kane's 12-6. It's really close. It's like
that is ludicrous. I mean, the thing is, Norwich do have a habit of making teams look a lot better than they actually are. But there's no way Mopay gets. I mean, you'd back Kane over Mopay every day of the week. What are we doing with Spurs?
Okay, what about the Leicester shout you had? So should we get a Leicester mid maybe, like a Harvey Barnes or something like that?
Harvey Barnes at 7-3.
I think that's great.
Pretty good. Yeah,
I think that's... And he's got Tielemans as safety net, which is really good.
It's quite nice this week, isn't it? This is a good week. If you haven't done the Monster before, I think this is a good week to do it because there are plenty of options. You've got the higher price players that you can pick, you know, the likes of Havertz or Neil Mopay or whatever at 12 plus million. But then there's also enough variety in the other teams.
Yeah, like, I think so too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, I'll stuck Barnes in.
Coutinho's only a little bit more than Barnes. Now, I think Coutinho's a really good price this week as well. There's so
quite
much...
a lot more than Barnes. He's 9-1.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that is too much. That is a lot more, actually. Yeah. So who? How much have we got for the last few slots? Sorry.
We've got 7 players and we've got 42.2 million left.
That's so much. That's like 10.5 per player. That's great, to be honest. So we can start to spend a bit of money now, I think, mate. I don't mind Lamptey if you really feel strong on that, like 9-8's all right.
No, I don't feel that strong. No. I'm looking at Havertz. I really want Havertz. 13.5 though.
I think that's fine, to be honest. I think we've got enough value elsewhere. I think we can still pull some value out. So
okay, let's go Havertz. We should probably get a Spurs player.
Yeah, Kulusevski's
11-7.
I think
Kane
it'll be
is 12-6.
Right?
Yeah, 12-6.
Because we're short on strikers at the moment, aren't we? As well, so we need at least one. So I think. The ones I've written down for strikers are three of the really cheap ones, and then Antonio and Kane. Like, and I think Kane's just way better than Antonio. So, yeah.
Well, I like Calvert-Lewin.
Okay, what price is he?
7-9.
That's really good. Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot. I think that's really quite affordable.
So I realise we're kind of a bit all over the place on this. We're jumping between teams, but this is kind of often how you have to build a squad to suddenly think of players.
As you said earlier, I think this is the funnest week this week.
It really is.
I'd say like 3/4 of the teams have people who are pickable this week, which is really great. Like, this is what you want, because if you nail it, you're so different to everyone else's team, most likely, because the ownership's going to be really spread, which is just great. So yeah, I really like Calvert-Lewin at that price. I think you said West Ham have got some of the worst defensive data in the league. Did you say that? I think that's right.
I did. The only problem with that is that Everton, as Lynn's pointed out in the chat, have the worst expected goal data in the league. So it's like the opposite of the unstoppable force meets the immovable object. The movable object meets the stoppable force. I don't know what it is, but... Yeah, I don't know. I think if Everton are going to get a goal, it's going to have to come from Calvert-Lewin. I mean,
well, or superstar Alex Iwobi, of course, as we
saw. Or superstar Alex Iwobi. Yeah. Who? I mean, Gordon. How much is Gordon?
7-5, I think. I did look Gordon's, at him.
Yeah, 7-5. I mean, that's not a bad price. He's on all the set pieces, but his XGI stats are awful. Even though he's like you think he's carrying kind of the only threat for Everton, his stats are unbelievably bad. Yeah.
I think the two strikers better than Gordon. Personally.
Yeah, same. Yeah, me too. That gives us 8-2 for our final spot.
I think we like Gordon because he's a 4-5 asset on FPL and whatever, and fan team as well. He's like 4.5, you know what I mean? Like, which is why he's great. But when he's the same price as them, I think I'm put off straight away, to be honest.
Yep.
8-2. What are we looking at then? I guess 8-2. We can just pick any position, can't we? I think we've got a slot in each position, haven't we?
Yep, we can have anything, defender, mid or forward. I'm just looking through the list of what we can afford, and it's not the most inspiring lot. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Madison was on there, but do we really want to double up on the...
I think doubling up's a bit excessive, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, so do I.
Do we? Same as Newcastle, I think doubling up on them is excessive. Like, for St. Max, as much as I love Alan St. Maximin, I think he's one of my favourite personalities and players in the league, but like, I don't think we want him and Fraser, really.
Yeah.
It's tough, isn't it?
Look at Leeds and Southampton. I think the Rafinha's 10-1, for example. That's too much for him. Southampton, your mate Ward-Prowse, 9-7.
Yeah, we could. Unfortunately, he's off the table. We haven't even talked about him yet. So I do want to say I will probably pick a lot of James Ward-Prowse, just so. But everyone already knew that anyway, so like it's all right.
Yeah, we might need to make a downgrade, you know, somewhere, because there is isn't in, unless you can spot someone that I'm not seeing.
What's the price? 8.2 we've got, sorry?
8.2, right? Yeah.
Right, let's have a look. Max price. So I like the max price filter, actually. I think we might just need a little bit more. I think I'm not into Moutinho. I think he's at the top of the range we can afford. I don't think we want double Everton striker, do we, either? I think that's the other one that sort of...
Oh, God, no.
I think that could be a recipe for disaster, really, couldn't it? Klitsch, no. I mean, this is tough. This is tough at this exact price range. We've already got Gabriel, obviously.
I'm half tempted to say go for the double Newcastle mids and get some Maximan as well.
Or the double Leicester. I think I don't mind one of the Leicester strikers either. Like, I think they could be fine. I don't know. If you just pick the
you'd go for one of the Leicester strikers over Maddison.
It's hard. I mean, it's really, really tough, I think, because Maddison, you will still go. I think one of Maddison or Barnes will play. So you'll probably get one of them and Tielemans at the very least. One of them has to play, right? So yeah, I think maybe you're right. I like Maddison. I mean,
it was all going so well, wasn't it? It was all like, we're going to stick these players in. It's all going to be great. And then all of a sudden, you get to this point and you kind of wish you had a bit more money.
I've never had a longer list of players that were potential picks this week, but just none of them drop into this sort of 8.2 category. Like I've got like Rafinha, as you've said most of them, but Rafinha, Ward-Prowse, Coutinho are all just a little bit more than that price range. So yeah, do we swap a City mid to a Chelsea mid? Like
we got Havertz already.
Yeah. Okay. So we don't want double. Yeah. Yeah.
No, I don't think so. I mean, maybe it's Cancelo that we could drop down.
We could do Kane to Kulusevski, and then we could get Coutinho. Like, I don't mind. I think that's good. Oh, that seems all right.
We could do Cancelo to Walker.
Yeah,
That saves us a million.
And I think that goes with Luke's idea that Cancelo might be rotated, in which case we're just overpaying, aren't we? Because
exactly.
You know what? If Cancelo wasn't on this board, you wouldn't pick Laporte, would you? You know what I mean? That's my thinking about it. I think Laporte's too much. So like maybe do that. And then who can we afford then?
Well, that gives us quite a few options. That means
us Coutinho or something somewhere around.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about that Leeds Southampton game. I think you've got Broya, who, okay, I'm not the biggest fan of, but you know, up against Leeds, these games could be anything. Or you've got Jack Harrison as well at 9-2.
I like Harrison. I like Broya. I even like Danny. I like Danny Ings as well, to be honest. There's a lot.
I'd say Harrison.
Yeah, he's someone who can just go wild. Like, he just gets like two goals, two assists.
He is the classic player in this game who he'll either get you double digits or get like a blank, you know? And in this kind of like weekly game,
you want the upside. Yeah, you definitely want the upside, like that, because you're playing for the, in the 20 euro one, you're playing for the 3k up top. You know what I mean? Like, you want to win the whole thing. So, yeah. I like Harrison, and I probably don't pick him enough on these things actually, because, like you say, he's so wild and he can just get like two goals. I think he's got a hat trick before.
Like, yeah, he's got 20 points. Like what, seven weeks ago, something like that.
What a nutter! That's great.
Absolutely, that gives us Martinez, Gabriel, Tierney, Walker, De Bruyne, Fraser, Barnes, Havertz, Harrison, Kane, Calvert-Lewin. I think that's a lovely team.
Yeah, and just to re-stress again, I think the best picks this week are like these ones that are just like 6-7 million. So I love the Arsenal defenders. I love all the Leicester players, and I love most of the Newcastle players. Yeah, and I think you can build your team around that, and then sort of you can pick four or five premiums. Like, as I think we've got Kane, a City mid, and a Chelsea mid, right? Which is just
it's really nice.
That's great. Like, that's great. And it'd be even more tricky if Liverpool were on this slate, wouldn't it? To be honest, like, that'd just make it like impossible.
I know.
So if we had to put Robertson and Salah in as well, because they're against Watford, right? So yeah.
I think this is a nice team. I think it's going to be a big, you know, a lot of time you do this, and like we say, we expect to see quite a lot of the same teams and same players. And I think we're going to see a lot of different teams, a lot of different captains. We talk about in a sec. Just Lynn's asking if Duffy is likely to play. Well, firstly, there's probably a difference between whether he should and whether he will. I think he should play. I don't think he will play. I think our first choice back three is Webster, Duncan, Veltman. Based on what I've seen, Duffy's out of favour. Duffy's the most expensive player on this list as well. I don't know why you wouldn't just go for Lamptey. I think Lamptey's 0.1 less and is better if he starts. So yeah, I don't think he'll play, and I think Lamptey's better. So hopefully that answers that. Captain, it's probably between De Bruyne and Havertz. I would say it's got to be De Bruyne, really, isn't it?
Yeah, I really like Kevin De Bruyne. I don't think many other people will do that. Genuinely, I think a lot will go to Kane this week. I think people psychologically will probably cap Salah a lot on FPL and on their main teams on fan team season long, and I think they'll want the pump with Harry Kane on the daily game. So I think a lot of people will go Harry Kane or Son. So I like Kevin De Bruyne. I think he'll have quite low ownership, just because it spreads quite a lot on the City players, doesn't it? Because there's like 5-6 to pick from. So I think the ownership as a result just gets like pretty spread, pretty thin between like Mahrez, Sterling, Foden, De Bruyne, etc. So I think this is the way to win, Kevin De Bruyne captain.
Yep, and I'll go for Havertz vice.
Lovely.
And I'll lock that in. Lovely. Well, hopefully that's been enjoyable for anyone listening. You know, the deadline's on Friday. You've got until the 3 o'clock games to get that in. So you'll get the lineups as well for those, right?
Yep, for all of the 3 o'clock. So I think it's just the Arsenal one I was really worried about, because obviously that's the Monday. It's we just won't even have any team news by then, probably, like for the we'll get it on Friday maybe. So maybe we'll be all right.
I mean, we'll have the team news for Burnley, City, Chelsea, Brentford. So if we suddenly do see Reece James start, you know, we might start seeing lots of people sort of bringing him in. If Cancelo starts, maybe there'll be that last minute twitching of wanting to get him, but. I think Walker at a million less if they both start is pretty good anyway, to be fair.
Yeah.
Josh, awesome. As always, we haven't got too many of these left this season now. We're on game week 31. There's only, what, seven more? Six more, something like that?
Yeah, I think the last week's going to be wild, isn't it? Because I think every week is basically like a weekend. So I don't think there's any midweek, like whole game weeks or anything like that. So we should get one most weeks, and needless to say, week 38 will be absolutely mad as it always is. So I'll have to like change all my teams at like half two before the 3 o'clock kickoffs. You know what I mean? So.
Oh, game week 38 is always a crazy, crazy day. Excellent stuff. Well, I will be back with you next week for the next monster. Good luck to everyone entering into this tournament. Hopefully we've helped you, you know, with your selection. But we'll be back next week.